Music Theory for Dummies. By Michael Pilhofer and Holly Day. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Music Theory for Dummies by Michael Pilhofer and Holly Day is a comprehensive guide to understanding the fundamentals of music theory. It covers topics such as scales, chords, intervals, rhythm, notation, transposition, and more. The book is written in an easy-to-understand style that makes it accessible to readers of all levels. The first part of the book introduces basic concepts such as pitch and note names. It also explains how notes are organized into scales and chords. This section also includes information on intervals, the distance between two notes, and rhythm, the timing of musical events. The second part focuses on reading music notation. It provides detailed instructions on how to read standard notation for both treble clef instruments, such as piano or guitar, and bass clef instruments, such as bass guitar or cello. Additionally, this section covers tablature notation, which is commonly used with stringed instruments. The third part discusses harmony, including chord progressions, cadences, modulation, and other harmonic devices. This section also includes exercises designed to help readers understand these concepts better. The fourth part looks at form in music, including binary forms like ABAB song structure, ternary forms like ABA song structure, rondo form, sonata form, variations, fugue, theme and variations, minuet and trio form, among others. Finally, the fifth part explores advanced topics such as counterpoint techniques like imitation and canonization, along with 20th century styles such as jazz improvisation techniques and 12-tone composition methods. Overall, Music Theory for Dummies provides a comprehensive overview of essential music theory concepts from basic principles through advanced topics, making it an ideal resource for anyone interested in learning about music theory regardless of their level, experience, or background knowledge. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Major and minor scales. Major and minor scales are the foundation of music theory and are the basis for all other scales and chords. They are composed of 7 notes and are the building blocks of melody in harmony. Main idea number 2. Intervals. Intervals are the distances between two notes and are used to create melodies and harmonies. They are measured in semitones and can be major, minor, perfect, augmented, or diminished. Main idea number 3. Chords. Chords are groups of 3 or more notes that are played together. They are used to create harmony and can be major, minor, diminished, or augmented. Main idea number 4. Key signatures. Key signatures are symbols used to indicate the key of a piece of music. They are composed of sharps and flats and are used to indicate the tonic note and scale of a piece. Main idea number 5. Time signatures. Time signatures are symbols used to indicate the meter of a piece of music. They are composed of 2 numbers and are used to indicate the number of beats per measure and the type of note that gets the beat. Main idea number 6. Rhythm. Rhythm is the pattern of long and short notes in a piece of music. It is used to create a sense of movement and is composed of notes, rests, and syncopation. Main idea number 7. Melody. Melody is the main tune of a piece of music. It is composed of notes and intervals and is used to create a sense of musical direction. Main idea number 8. Harmony. Harmony is the combination of 2 or more notes played simultaneously. It is used to create a sense of musical depth and is composed of chords and progressions. Main idea number 9. Transposition. Transposition is the process of changing the key of a piece of music. It is used to make a piece easier to play or to create a different sound. Main idea number 10. Form. Form is the structure of a piece of music. It is composed of sections and is used to create a sense of musical development. Main idea number 11. Counterpoint. Counterpoint is the combination of two or more independent melodies. It is used to create a sense of musical complexity and is composed of contrapuntal techniques. Main idea number 12. Orchestration. Orchestration is the process of arranging a piece of music for an ensemble. It is used to create a sense of musical texture and is composed of instruments and voices. Main idea number 13. Improvisation. Improvisation is the process of creating music spontaneously. It is used to create a sense of musical spontaneity and is composed of scales, chords, and licks. Main idea number 14. Arranging. Arranging is the process of adapting a piece of music for a different ensemble. It is used to create a sense of musical variety and is composed of instrumentation and voicing. Main idea number 15. Analysis. Analysis is the process of breaking down a piece of music to understand its structure. It is used to create a sense of musical understanding and is composed of form, harmony, and melody. Main idea number 16. Notation. Notation is the process of writing down a piece of music. It is used to create a sense of musical accuracy and is composed of symbols and staffs. Main idea number 17. Ear training. Ear training is the process of learning to recognize musical sounds. It is used to create a sense of musical awareness and is composed of intervals, chords, and melodies. Main idea number 18. Music history. Music history is the study of the development of music over time. It is used to create a sense of musical context and is composed of composers, styles, and genres. Main idea number 19. Music technology. Music technology is the use of technology to create and manipulate music. It is used to create a sense of musical creativity and is composed of software, hardware, and digital audio. Main idea number 20. Music business. Music business is the business side of the music industry. It is used to create a sense of musical entrepreneurship and is composed of contracts, royalties, and copyright. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Major and minor scales are the foundation of music theory. They consist of 7 notes, which form the basis for all other scales and chords. Major scales have a bright, cheerful sound while minor scales have a darker, more somber tone. The major scale is made up of 2 tetrachords, 4 note segments, separated by a whole step, 2 half steps. The first tetrachord consists of 2 whole steps followed by 1 half step, the second tetrachord consists of 3 whole steps followed by 1 half step. The intervals between each note in both major and minor scales follow specific patterns that create distinct sounds. In major keys, these intervals are whole step, whole step, half step, whole step, whole step, whole step, half step. Minor keys use the same pattern but with different intervals, whole step, half step, whole step, whole step, half step, whole step, whole step. These patterns give rise to many different types of chords and melodies that can be used to create beautiful pieces of music. By understanding how these basic building blocks work together, musicians can craft unique compositions that express their own individual style. Main idea number 2. Intervals are an essential part of music theory and composition. They provide the foundation for melodies, harmonies, and chord progressions. Intervals are measured in semitones, which represent the distance between 2 notes on a musical scale. Major intervals span 2 whole tones, 2 semitones, minor intervals span 1.5 tones, 3 semitones, perfect intervals span 1 tone, 1 semitone, augmented intervals span 3.5 tones, 5 semitones, and diminished intervals span half a tone, 1 semitone. When used together with scales, chords, and other elements of music theory, these different types of interval can be combined to create complex melodic lines or harmonic progressions that evoke certain emotions or feelings in listeners. For example, major thirds often sound bright and cheerful while minor seconds can sound dark and mysterious. By understanding how to use different types of interval effectively within your compositions, you can add depth to your music. Main idea number 3. Chords are an essential part of music theory and can be used to create a wide range of sounds. They are formed by playing three or more notes simultaneously, usually in the same key. Major chords have a bright, happy sound while minor chords have a darker, sadder tone. Diminished chords add tension and suspense to a piece while augmented chords provide an uplifting feeling. When constructing chords, it is important to consider the intervals between each note as well as how they fit into the overall harmonic structure of the song. For example, if you want to create a major chord, you will need to play two notes that are four semitones apart, a perfect fourth, followed by another note seven semitones away, a perfect fifth. This combination creates what is known as a major triad, which has become one of the most commonly used chord progressions in popular music. In addition to major and minor triads, there are also diminished and augmented versions which can be used for different effects. Diminished chords contain two minor thirds instead of one major third, while augmented ones contain two major thirds instead of one minor third. These variations allow musicians to explore different tonal possibilities within their compositions. Main idea number 4. Key signatures are an essential part of music theory and notation. They provide a quick way to indicate the key of a piece, as well as the tonic note and scale that it is based on. Key signatures consist of sharps or flats placed at specific positions on the staff, which represent certain notes in the scale. By looking at a key signature, musicians can quickly determine what key they are playing in without having to look up each individual note. The number of sharps or flats used in a key signature depends on how many notes need to be altered from their natural state, i.e., no sharp or flat, for that particular key. For example, if you were playing in C major, no sharps or flats, then there would be no alterations needed and thus no symbols indicating any changes. However, if you were playing in G major, one sharp, then one sharp symbol would appear at F sharp, indicating that all Fs should be played as F sharp S instead. In addition to providing information about what notes should be played when reading music written with a particular key signature, these symbols also help musicians transpose pieces into different keys more easily by showing them which notes need to be changed when moving between keys. Main idea number 5. Time signatures are an important part of music notation. They provide a way for musicians to quickly and easily understand the meter of a piece of music. The two numbers in the time signature indicate how many beats there are per measure, as well as what type of note gets the beat. For example, 4/4 is one of the most common time signatures and indicates that there are 4/4 notes per measure. The top number in a time signature can also be used to indicate other types of notes such as 8th or 16th notes. A 3/8 time signature would mean that there are 3/8 notes per measure, while 6/16 would mean that there are 6/16 notes per measure. It's important to remember that each note value has its own duration, so it's essential to know which type of note is indicated by the top number. Time signatures can also be used to create interesting rhythmic patterns within a piece of music. By changing up the meter from section to section, composers can add variety and interest into their compositions. This technique is often used in classical pieces where different sections may have different meters or even multiple meters at once. Main idea number 6. Rhythm is an essential element of music, and it can be used to create a wide variety of effects. It is the pattern of long and short notes that gives music its movement and flow. Rhythm can be composed of notes, rests, or syncopation. All three elements are important in creating a sense of rhythm in a piece. Notes are the basic building blocks for any musical phrase. They provide the melody and harmony that make up the song structure. Rests indicate pauses between notes, allowing for moments of silence within a piece. Syncopation adds complexity to rhythms by introducing unexpected accents or offbeat patterns. The way these elements interact with each other determines how rhythmic a piece will sound. For example, if two different note lengths are combined together, such as eighth notes followed by quarter notes, this creates an interesting contrast which makes the rhythm more complex and engaging. Similarly, adding rests between certain phrases can add emphasis to particular sections or give them more space to breathe. Rhythm also plays an important role in setting the mood for a song. Faster tempos tend to create energetic feelings while slower tempos evoke more relaxed emotions. By experimenting with different combinations of note lengths and rests, you can create unique rhythms that capture your desired emotion perfectly. Main idea number 7. Melody is an essential element of music. It is the main tune that carries a piece of music and gives it its unique character. Melody can be composed of single notes, intervals, or chords, and often follows a specific pattern or structure. The melody helps to create a sense of musical direction by providing the listener with something to follow as they listen to the song. It also serves as an anchor for other elements in the composition, such as harmony and rhythm. The melody can be created using various techniques such as repetition, variation, contrast, and development. Repetition involves repeating certain sections or phrases within the melody, while variation involves changing up those same sections or phrases slightly each time they are repeated. Contrast refers to introducing different melodic ideas into a piece, while development means expanding on existing melodic ideas throughout the course of a song. A good melody should have strong emotional impact on listeners. It should evoke feelings in them that will stay with them long after they've heard it. A great melody will draw people in from start to finish and leave them wanting more when it's over. Main idea number 8. Harmony is an essential element of music. It is the combination of two or more notes played simultaneously, creating a sense of musical depth and complexity. Harmony can be composed of chords and progressions that are used to create different moods and emotions in a piece of music. Chords are groups of three or more notes that sound together as one unit, while progressions are sequences of chords that move through various keys and tonalities. The use of harmony helps to give structure to a song by providing contrast between sections, such as verse-chorus form or bridge-refrain form. It also adds texture to the melody by adding layers underneath it with different instruments playing different parts at once. Additionally, harmony can help create tension within a song, which builds up until it resolves into something else. Harmony is an important part of any composition because it gives the listener something interesting to listen for beyond just the melody line. By understanding how harmony works, composers can craft unique pieces that evoke emotion from their audience. Main idea number 9. Transposition is a powerful tool for musicians. It can be used to make a piece of music easier to play, or to create an entirely new sound. By changing the key of a song, you can alter its harmonic structure and melodic contour in ways that would not be possible if it were left in its original key. When transposing music, it's important to remember that some notes will become higher while others will become lower. This means that certain chords may need to be revoiced or even replaced with different ones altogether. Additionally, any accidentals, sharps and flats, must also be adjusted accordingly. In addition to making pieces easier or more interesting to play, transposition can also help singers find their ideal vocal range. By shifting the key up or down by a few steps, they may find themselves able to sing parts of songs which were previously too high or low for them. Main idea number 10. Form is an essential element of music composition. It provides the structure for a piece and helps to create a sense of musical development. Form can be divided into sections such as verse, chorus, bridge, or introduction. Each section has its own distinct characteristics that help to shape the overall sound of the piece. For example, verses often contain lyrical content, while choruses are more melodic and upbeat in nature. The way these sections are arranged within a song can also affect how it sounds. Common forms include ABAB, verse-chorus-verse-chorus, ABAC, verse chorus bridge chorus, and ABCD, intro verse precorus slash bridge chorus. By arranging different sections in various ways, composers can create interesting musical developments throughout their pieces. Form is an important tool for any composer looking to craft engaging music that stands out from the crowd. With careful consideration given to form during composition, you can ensure your songs have maximum impact on listeners. Main idea number 11. Counterpoint is a powerful tool for creating musical complexity. It involves combining two or more independent melodies, known as voices, to create an intricate and interesting texture. This technique has been used in music since the Renaissance period and continues to be employed today in many different genres of music. The contrapuntal techniques used in counterpoint include imitation, sequence, augmentation/diminution, stretto, overlapping, and canon. Imitation occurs when one voice repeats a phrase heard previously in another voice. This creates unity between the voices. Sequence is when a melodic figure is repeated at successively higher or lower pitches. This can add variety to the composition. Augmentation/diminution involves changing the note values of a melody while keeping its overall shape intact. This can help create contrast between sections of music. Stretto occurs when two voices overlap each other by beginning their phrases before either has finished theirs. This adds tension and excitement to the piece. Finally, canon is where one voice imitates another exactly after some time delay. It's often used as an introduction or conclusion to pieces of music. By using these contrapuntal techniques together with careful consideration for harmonic progressions and form structure, composers are able to craft complex yet beautiful works that stand out from simpler compositions. Main idea number 12. Orchestration is an essential part of the music-making process. It involves taking a piece of music and arranging it for an ensemble, which can include instruments such as strings, woodwinds, brass, percussion, and voices. The arranger must consider how each instrument will contribute to the overall sound of the piece by considering its range, timbre, tone color, dynamics, volume, and articulation, how notes are played. Orchestration also requires knowledge of musical form so that sections can be arranged in a way that creates tension and release throughout the composition. The arranger must also think about balance between different parts within the ensemble. For example, if there are two trumpets playing together, they should not overpower other instruments or voices in the mix. Additionally, orchestration allows for creative expression through techniques such as counterpoint, the simultaneous use of two or more melodic lines, or harmonic texture, the combination of chords used to create a particular sound. Ultimately, orchestration is all about creating a unique sonic landscape with multiple layers that come together to form one cohesive whole. By carefully crafting each individual part within an arrangement, you can create something truly special, something that could never be achieved with just one instrument alone. Main idea number 13. Improvisation is an important part of music making, allowing musicians to express themselves in a unique and creative way. It involves creating music spontaneously without any prior preparation or planning. Improvisation can be used to create a sense of musical spontaneity and freedom, as well as to explore new ideas and sounds. The process of improvisation typically begins with the musician selecting a scale or chord progression that they want to use as the basis for their improvisation. From there, they will begin playing licks, short melodic phrases, over the chosen chords or scales. As they play these licks, they may add variations such as bends, slides, vibrato, etc., which help give their performance more character and emotion. In addition to using scales and chords when improvising, musicians often draw on other elements such as rhythm patterns or motifs from existing songs. This helps them create interesting melodies that are both familiar yet unique at the same time. Ultimately, though, it's up to each individual musician how much structure they choose to incorporate into their improvisations. Main idea number 14. Arranging is an important part of the music-making process. It involves taking a piece of music and adapting it for a different ensemble or instrumentation. This can involve changing the voicing, adding additional instruments, or even reworking the melody in harmony to create something new. Arranging allows musicians to explore their creativity while still staying true to the original composition. When arranging a piece of music, it's important to consider how each instrument will fit into the overall soundscape. For example, if you are arranging for strings, you may want to focus on creating lush harmonies that blend together nicely. If you are working with brass instruments, then your arrangement might feature more punchy rhythms and bright melodies. The goal of any arrangement should be to create something unique while still maintaining respect for the original composition. By carefully considering which instruments will work best in each section and how they can interact with one another musically, arrangers can craft arrangements that bring out all of the beauty in a piece of music. Main idea number 15. Analysis is an essential part of understanding music. It involves breaking down a piece of music to understand its structure and create a sense of musical understanding. Analysis typically includes examining the form, harmony, and melody of the piece. Through analysis, musicians can gain insight into how different elements interact with each other to create the overall sound. Form refers to the way in which sections are arranged within a composition. This could include looking at how many sections there are, what order they appear in, and how long each section lasts for. Harmony looks at chords used throughout the song and their relationship with one another. Melody examines individual notes that make up phrases or lines within a composition. By analyzing these three components together, musicians can gain an appreciation for why certain pieces work musically as well as identify areas where improvements may be made if desired. Analysis also helps musicians develop their own compositional skills by providing them with insights into how different elements interact with one another. Main idea number 16. Notation is an essential part of music composition and performance. It allows musicians to accurately capture the nuances of a piece, from its tempo and dynamics to its pitch and rhythm. Notation also serves as a reference point for performers, allowing them to quickly recall how a piece should be played. The symbols used in notation are derived from traditional musical notation systems such as staffs, clefs, time signatures, key signatures, accidentals, sharps/flats, articulations, staccato/legato, slurs, phrasing, and dynamic markings, pp/ff. These symbols provide detailed information about the structure of the music being written down. In addition to these basic elements of notation, there are other more advanced techniques that can be employed when writing down music. These include ornaments such as trills and mordents, extended techniques like glissandi, complex rhythms with tuplets, polyrhythms, microtones, improvisational notations like graphic scores or aleatoric notation, and even computer-generated notations using MIDI technology. No matter what type of music you're writing down, classical symphony or jazz improvisation, having a good understanding of musical notation will help you create accurate transcriptions that capture all the details necessary for successful performances. Main idea number 17. Ear training is an essential part of learning music. It involves developing the ability to recognize musical sounds and patterns, such as intervals, chords, and melodies. Through ear training, musicians can develop a better understanding of how music works and gain a greater appreciation for its complexity. The process of ear training begins with recognizing basic intervals between two notes. This helps build the foundation for more complex concepts like chord progressions and melodic lines. As you become more familiar with these elements, you will be able to identify them in any piece of music that you hear or play. In addition to helping musicians understand the structure of music, ear training also improves their overall playing skills by increasing their sense of rhythm and pitch accuracy. By listening closely to different pieces of music and analyzing what they are hearing, musicians can learn how to create interesting musical ideas on their own. Overall, ear training is an important skill for all aspiring musicians to master if they want to take their playing abilities further. With practice and dedication, it can help unlock your potential as a musician while giving you a deeper appreciation for the art form. Main idea number 18. Music history is an important part of understanding music. It helps us to understand the context in which a piece was written and how it has evolved over time. Music history can be divided into different eras, such as Baroque, Classical, Romantic, and Modern. Each era had its own unique style of composition and performance practices that were distinct from other eras. Studying music history also allows us to appreciate the works of great composers throughout time. We can learn about their lives and influences on their compositions, as well as gain insight into why certain pieces are considered masterpieces today. Additionally, studying music history gives us a better understanding of musical forms like sonata form or rondo form. Finally, learning about music history provides us with an appreciation for the diversity within genres like jazz or classical music. We can explore how these genres have changed over time due to cultural influences or technological advances in instruments or recording techniques. Main idea number 19. Music technology is a broad term that encompasses many different aspects of music production and manipulation. It includes the use of software, hardware, and digital audio to create musical compositions. Music technology can be used to create new sounds or manipulate existing ones in order to achieve a desired effect. For example, synthesizers are often used to create unique sounds by combining multiple sound sources together. In addition, music technology can also be used for recording purposes. Digital audio workstations, DAWs, allow musicians to record their performances with high-quality sound quality and then edit them using various tools such as equalization, compression, reverb, delay effects, etc. This allows musicians to craft their recordings into professional-sounding tracks. Finally, music technology has become increasingly popular among producers who want to make beats or remixes from existing songs. By using sampling techniques, they can take snippets from other songs and combine them together in creative ways that result in entirely new pieces of music. Main idea number 20. The music business is an ever-evolving industry that requires a great deal of knowledge and understanding in order to be successful. It involves the creation, production, distribution, marketing, and sale of musical works. This includes everything from songwriting and recording to publishing and licensing. The music business also encompasses the legal aspects of copyright law as well as contracts between artists, labels, publishers, managers, promoters, and other parties involved in the process. At its core, the music business is about making money through creative endeavors. To do this successfully requires a deep understanding of how royalties are collected for songs or recordings, how copyrights are established, what types of contracts need to be negotiated, how digital streaming services work, what type of promotion will help get your music heard by potential fans, and much more. Successful musicians must have a good grasp on all these topics if they want their career to take off. They must understand not only their own rights but those of others who may be involved in their projects, such as producers or engineers. Additionally, they should know when it's time to hire professionals like lawyers or accountants who can help them navigate complex legal issues. The music business is constantly changing with new technologies emerging every day, so it's important for musicians to stay up to date on trends within the industry if they want to remain competitive. With hard work and dedication, anyone can make it big in this exciting field. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.km. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.